With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Church explosion in upstate New York, sending five people to the hospital.
An explosion, possibly from gas, rips through a church in upstate New York Tuesday morning, injuring five people, including the pastor and four firefighters who were responding to a report of a gas odor at the Abundant Life Church in rural Boonville, about 50 miles northeast of Syracuse. State troopers say the building was reportedly heated by propane cylinders. Police say four people were in the church's basement when the furnace turned on, triggering an explosion. A firefighter on the first floor trying to ventilate the building was thrown against a wall by the blast. I'm Julie Walker.
Avalanche in Northern California. Now, initially, we'd been told six skiers had been safely rescued, 10 others still missing. But those, while the 10 skiers are missing, the original six have not actually been rescued. They have been able to contact authorities and are weathering in place. Katrina Hand is a National Weather Service meteorologist and says there's a tremendous amount of snow in the region.
In the mountains and foothills, we're expecting heavy snow. We're looking at accumulations around 4 to 8 feet at the highest elevations, and then even up to a foot of snow down in the lower foothills, which is around like 1,500 to 2,500 feet. And then in the northern portion of our Sacramento Valley, we could even see some minor accumulations down in the city of Redding.
Minnesota authorities investigating claims immigration officers attacked a Mexican man and in doing so shattered his skull. But ICE says the man tried to run away while he was handcuffed and fell, and thus hit his head. Investigation is underway. This is SRN News. A new snapshot of abortion in America. Here is correspondent Michael Harrington.
It's the annual report from National Right to Life, and it reveals that just about two-thirds of all abortions are now carried out by the use of drugs, and those drugs can be shipped virtually anywhere in the country. The report also finds that half of all states have moved to enshrine abortion in law or their state constitutions. The other half place some kind of serious restrictions on the procedure, including some states where it is virtually banned altogether. Michael Harrington reporting.
Muslims soon to be observing the month of Ramadan. It begins Thursday or Friday, depending on when the crescent moon is sighted. For Muslims, it is a time of increased worship, religious reflection, and charity. For Islamic terrorists, however, it's a time for increased attacks on Jews and Christians, as well as their houses of worship. This is SRN News. The two most famous women in the history of mixed martial arts are coming out of retirement to fight each other. Here's Bob Agnew.
Ronda Rousey and Gina Carano will end their lengthy retirements to do battle on May 16th at Intuit Dome in Inglewood, California. The 39-year-old Rousey hasn't fought since 2016, while the 43-year-old Carano's 8-bout MMA career ended back in 2009. Rousey and Carano remain two of the most iconic fighters in MMA history after two trailblazing careers. Bob Agnew reporting.
Bayer has agreed to a proposed $7.25 billion deal to settle thousands of suits that blame Roundup for causing cancer. Comes as the Supreme Court preparing to hear Bayer's argument about federal rules and warning labels for the popular weed killer. That separate case will continue. More details at srnnews.com.